In this catch-up,
tucking boobs into jocks, and what gift did you receive before the breakup?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Hey guys, this is hot. This is hot. Hot, hot, hot. Daniel Craig, you know who Daniel Craig is?
Yes, he's that guy that was Bond and then didn't want to be Bond.
Interesting. Okay, the latest on it hides. Apparently, he is very close to locking in to be Bond one more time.
They should not be letting him. He's slagged off.
I like him. I like him.
He's good at Bond.
He's a good Bond.
And as Will said when I first told him this, he said $100 million will pretty much make anyone do anything.
I reckon.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
And the report is here.
He's still with Rachel Weisz.
Absolutely, he
wow.
is. The Weisz bar herself.
Wow. Isn't she just...
Great in The Mummy.
A wonderful actress.
Right.
She's great in The Mummy.
She's a wonderful actress.
Very good. Now, the latest is, guys, Daniel Craig is in very intimate talks with one of the producers of James Bond. And her name, wait for it, Barbara Broccoli.
Surely that's a joke.
Barbara.
No offense to any broccolis out there, but.
There's not a broccoli out there. It'll be like her screenwriting name.
No. I've looked her up. That is her genuine name.
No,
Barbara.
It's not. The broccolis don't
Barbara
exist.
Barbara Broccoli. She's one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood.
Shut up.
And her parents are Albert Broccoli and Dana Broccoli.
I thought they might have been cauliflower and cabbage.
Siblings, Tony Broccoli.
Wow. What does Tony do with himself?
Bunch of broccolis. I'll tell you what Tony does in a sec, but 131060, what I'm going for here was Heidi's exact reaction to this.
Yeah.
Did you just assume a name was fake? Was a name so weird or so good that you heard and went, no. Got to be a stage name.
Yeah.
Got to be a fake name, surely.
There was one in... I think it was New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yeah, and well, there's a couple of twins' names. There was Tallulah does the hula in Hawaii.
That was the name.
That was the name. And then there was Fish
and
Chips.
Her name was Tallulah.
Tallulah does the hula in Hawaii. That was what her parents called her.
First name?
And I thought it was a joke. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was the first name. And then they had some random surname. And then Fish and Chips as well in New Zealand.
So again, was that Fish and Chips the first name or a
first
name was
No, they were
fish?
Twins. So it was Fish and Chips.
Oh, that is.
And I thought it was a joke. And it
so
was a
good.
real story that came out of New Zealand.
Did they have a little sister called Dimmy or something like that?
131060, give us a call.
Yep.
Maybe you've got the name and people always go, it's got to be a fake name.
Yeah.
That can't be real.
Yeah.
Or like you've done Hides, maybe you've heard of some names that you go, surely.
That's a fakey.
That's fake. Yeah. But turns out Barbara Broccoli has a brother called Tony Broccoli.
Tony Broccoli,
who's
yeah.
a film producer as well.
Is he?
He's also
all
in the
broccolis.
Film
all the broccolis.
And the broccolis have got a real stranglehold on the film industry.
Yeah, wow. Anyway, give us a call, 131060. A name so weird or so good.
Yep.
I think it's a fake.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Julianne from Forest Field. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, is this your name or do you know someone with a weird...
It's mine. My surname's Carrot.
You're joking.
No joke.
Oh, my gosh. There is another vegetable out there. I thought broccoli was the only one.
As soon as I heard you guys talking about broccoli, I went, oh, my God.
do you know the background of the carrots, Julianne?
Not really. No, not really.
Where did you come from?
Actually, it's my married name. So,
right. So
husband was a carrot.
Would have been a bit spewing. Did you try for the hyphen name? Did you try for the maiden name? Surely.
No, I didn't worry about it.
Okay.
Is your is your husband a redhead?
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Julianne.
I loved her sense of humor.
Okay, we've got someone here from Kareen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, second caller.
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate. What's your name?
Good. My name's Thor.
Get out.
Really?
Yeah, my real name's Thor. Like, no one believes it, but yeah, that's
brilliant.
My actual name.
That is great. And obviously, you're a big, stacked guy. Like, you're muscly.
I wish I was, but yeah, I try to make out that I am, but
Does that hurt? Does that hurt, Thor? Like, I mean, I feel like if I saw...
It feels weird when you call him Thor because I feel like we're talking to Chris Hemsworth.
Just going
to
continue with Captain America here. No, Thor, if you when you go, like, and you put your name down a sheet or something, surely you know that you're going to be disappointing any visual... I mean, you must have just died when Chris Hemsworth got cast as Thor. That must have just...
Yeah, you know, it's funny, though, because, like, my hair is pretty much identical to... what Chris Hemsworth was in last Thor.
Yeah.
That's why everyone just thinks I'm like, you know, joking about my name, but yeah, it's just, I know.
You're like the try-hard Thor.
Trying to copy him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think I'm a try-hard, but, you know, what
mate,
can you do?
You should just lug around a hammer with you.
Yeah. every party I go to, I'll carry one, but yeah. But I'll let you know.
That sounds scary.
Good on you, Thor.
I was going to say.
I got Lauren here from Karen Up. Hey, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, we're good, boss.
Your friend's dad told you about their parents' name? Patient's name.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, what was the name?
Okay, so it was spelled J-K-M-N.
J-K-M-N.
Yep. And it was pronounced Noel.
What?
Because in the alphabet, it's J-K-L-M-N, but there was no L in his name.
So it was Jack...
So hang on.
Jack Man?
What?
No. So the name name is A B C D E F G H I J K L M N. So J K M N and then it's spelt Noel because it's the alphabet without the L.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You can't say it's pronounced Noel. It's just like it's a cryptic name.
So I don't get it.
I know.
You still don't get it? Okay. We'll go one more time.
No, I get what you're saying, but I just don't understand what's so good about it.
No, then you don't get it then. So because it's you don't get it, mate.
It's the alphabet hides. It's
just, carrot was much easier to understand.
No, carrot was.
It is early. It's early. It's the alphabet. So J-K-M-N. Yeah. What's missing there?
Oh, yeah, the L.
Yeah, yes. So then the name is Noel.
There's no L. Noel.
Noel.
That's his name now. Noel.
Oh, my God, I'm so confused.
Okay. Hang on. You take 20 seconds to nut that
surely
one out.
Surely people are with me. There's 13, some 10, really 10,
Did anyone else
people.
Not get that?
Or no, is everyone...
You have 10 to 15 seconds to nut that one out. Lauren, so that was legit.
Yeah, legit, a person's name.
J-K-M-N, and it was pronounced Noel.
It sounds like a joke.
It is a joke. It doesn't sound like a joke. That is a dead set joke. How old was this person?
I think they were a child.
Oh, that poor child.
You feel for him. Because people are going to walk around going, Jukum. How are you, Jukum?
But then how would you pronounce it?
Noel. Well, that's how he would ask.
All right, now we're going to go back to Hides. You've had a bit of time out. How'd you go there?
I still do you get it?
You don't
get
you're
it.
Kidding.
Have you heard the
you
joke?
Are kidding.
Have you heard the joke?
I don't understand
all right,
at all.
And let's just go through the alphabet.
But
let's
like,
go.
So if you said, what's your name, what would they say?
Noel.
Oh, sorry. Okay, got it.
What do you? No, you haven't got it. I don't believe you. Don't stop saying you've got it when you haven't. Let's go through this.
You explain it to everyone, Hides.
I can't. Okay, so the kid's name's Noel, but it's spelled J-K-M-N.
Yes. Why?
So why is that?
Because there's Noel.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so his name's
so
Noel.
Weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we were going for. The phone tote was his name's so weird that people.
She's had a meltdown. She's had a meltdown. She's not coming back from that. Sorry, we need a bit of time out here.
Thanks for the call, Lauren.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
So we've got Charlie Pickering on the show.
Charlie Pickering.
Charlie Pickering.
And I am still open to offers of becoming Chancellor of any university. The phone has not rung yet, but I am still very keen.
Charlie, welcome back to the show, mate.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for having me. Thank you also for the Shania Twain to really get...
How good was that? How good was that?
Damn, I feel like a woman.
Hey, mate, you were over in Perth last week for Midlandia doing a little bit of stand-up comedy. I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this. There's a story in Perth today about how much better Perth coffee was than Melbourne coffee.
Wow, that is a really controversial statement. That's a very controversial statement. Well, I cannot comment necessarily on the quality of the coffee. I think it depends where you go, but I do know that after the mining boom, a coffee cost about $38 in Perth.
Yeah.
I've actually got a cafe that still does $3 coffee.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What?
Funnily enough, the same story actually went on to say that people that obsess over coffee are more agonizing than people that talk about their children all the time, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
I try to do both. I try to start with coffee, work my kids into the conversation, and then I give coffee to my kid.
Don't you think the coffee's just a bit overhyped though? Like, you know,
hey, my mum's got a coffee shop
as a drink.
Well, I think all drinks are overhyped by people that like them. So, you know, I'm not into Jager bombs, but they seem to excite people from time to time.
Are you a big coffee fan, Charlie?
Yeah, I am. I drink a lot of coffee.
How many cups a day?
I'd have probably three a day, I think.
Charlie, I'm so sorry, mate. We had a bit of intel from Pete Hellier about the coffee thing with you again.
Unbelievable.
Do
you understand how important trust is to a relationship?
See, this is what Pete said, Charlie. Have a listen.
He takes coffee way too seriously. He is the stereotypical Melbourne coffee snob. In fact, I probably would suggest that he has slapped quite a few baristas.
Wow.
Charlie.
Did you slap any baristas in Midland, Charlie?
No, I didn't. But it's getting harder and harder to talk to you guys Wednesday morning.
It was quite fun. I mean, all Will had to do was say coffee and you're right into I have three coffees a day.
Unbelievable. The amount of lies that you've built. And also, like, Pete and... Like, first Tom, now Pete. Like, I thought these guys were friends. This has been a massive wake-up call. And, I'm pretty sure Pete Hellier committed serious fraud in the 90s.
Hey, Charlie, let's talk weekly, mate.
You're a good sport, Charlie.
Yeah, but I don't know for how much longer, guys.
Hey, how long's your show on ABC for?
So the show is on at 9:30 tonight because of Stargazing on the ABC. There's special...
That's right. I saw that you can register.
Stargazing event. With Julie Zemiro. It's amazing TV. Cool. It's incredible.
Yep.
We're on at 9:30 after that. We've got a bunch of stuff. Sophie Monk is going to be headed by Tom Gleeson.
Wow.
And it is an absolute cracker.
So, like, we were just talking about this off mic, mate, because we just literally heard that it was Sophie Monk doing Hard Chat. We obviously say Tom is an incredible scorcher of other people. I mean, Heidi was quick to say that she thought that Sophie was going to be able to, you know, hold her own a little bit.
She's a good, like, she owns her stuff, you know? That's what I love
about
her.
I was going to say, Tom could not scorch Sophie as much as Sophie scorches Sophie.
You know, yeah.
She does this wonderful thing where she flames herself very hard.
Really?
But, I mean, look, she's hilarious. And, the thing about Soph is she jokes a lot about how not bright she is, but I suspect she is super bright.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is crazy smart, and I think people underestimate her.
Yes, I agree. And she's hilarious, so beautiful. I can't wait to see them together. Mm,
beautiful.
Right. Yeah, super funny. And also we're talking about Sausage Gate.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sausage Gate, it's a big deal. The Prime Minister was offered a sausage during a flood. He declined. He politely declined a sausage, and people have called him un-Australian.
Well, he might have been on a diet, Charlie.
What's your take on that, mate?
Well, my take is that literally 2 minutes beforehand, he was helping clean up sludge and he hadn't washed his hands. I probably wouldn't have grabbed a sausage and eaten it.
No, I don't think I would have either. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us. 9:30 is the time the weekly is on tonight on the ABC, or you can catch it on iView, if you don't get a chance. A little bit of a spruik for if you are going to turn on the ABC at 8:30 again tonight. That Stargazing looks amazing. I'm pretty sure you can register for that beforehand as well. ABC.com.au if you want to get involved. Thanks for joining us, mate. Have a great one.
Absolute pleasure. We'll have some trust exercises.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
mate.
Charlie.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods.
Yes.
We went to Coup d'Etat yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So it's been open in Perth for a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few drinky poos and some snacks with...
Sorry, we had a few what?
Drinky poos.
It's a 35-year-old thing.
What
they call it. They call drinks drinky poos.
Mate.
That's a...
Come on.
Oh, well, you know, I was just casually throwing in that we had
go
a
Go on, Mum.
Drinks.
Go on.
Anyway, so I went to the toilet in the bathroom there. And there was no one else around, and I had a dress on. And this is something that I do at home, and I wasn't really thinking.
What'd you do?
When I was in the toilet, like I said, so there's all the mirrors around. Well, I pulled up my dress, and then I was pulling up my undies and tucking my stomach in so that I felt, and looking at myself in the mirror.
Oh, yeah,
right. And then I look up and I go, oh, no. That's a camera up there.
Oh, no. Hashtag real Heidi. They've got her.
So I was freaking out. I went back out and I told our boss, Gemma, and I said, oh, my God, you got to go in there and check if that's a camera. And she was like, they wouldn't have a camera in there. Anyway, she went in, checked it out. It was just one of those smoke
CCTV.
Alarms.
CCTV. Are you sure?
So I was like, well, they wouldn't have them in the toilets, surely. No, definitely not in the cubicles anyway.
If they do, then you've just told them that they've got some footage of real Heidi.
Yeah.
Well.
That'll go. That'll go viral.
That'll go.
I don't know about that. Seeing my stomach and seeing me trying to tuck my stomach into my undies.
Sounds pretty funny. I'd watch that.
But this is what I want to know on 131060.
Yeah, I would watch that.
I definitely would watch that.
Do you want me to film it one time and show you?
Yeah. Let's do it after the show.
It's not very nice.
And because I feel like my stomach,
because I'd had a few pieces of pizza, so I was like, got to tuck myself in. Like, doesn't anyone else do that?
I'm not sure, mate. I don't tuck my gut into my undies, that's for sure.
You don't have a gut, really, I guess. I've got a little bit of a gut.
So you wedgie yourself from the front. Is that what you're saying?
How high do your undies go? Do you tuck your boobs into your...
They're granny undies.
How high do they go? What are we talking, like, rib?
No, right to my belly.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've got to
our media girl, the badger's nodding her head as well. I think this is what the phone topic should be.
Who tucks their tummy in?
Do you tuck your tummy into your jocks?
Yeah, and how high do the jocks go? Yeah,
please, if there's anyone else out there, I wasn't going to go for that, but hey, that's what we're going for.
I'd love to hear where there are some boobs that end up in jocks as well.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, what
do you mean? Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
No.
So there's this one that I wear to weddings occasionally, and
you
it
put
goes
your boobs
right
in your jocks.
Up underneath the boobs. So sometimes my boobs get.
Has your boob been in your jocks?
Yeah.
Close. You've had boob in.
It's a full kind of like suit thing.
Wow.
Yeah. It keeps everything all nice.
131060, do you put your tummy or your boobs in your jocks?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
But it turns out a lot of women tuck both boobs and tummies into jocks, including our media girl, the badger.
The badger.
Badge.
Hey, well, not my boobs. They're not big enough for that.
So you're just a tummy or a gut girl into the jocks?
Yeah, so sometimes when I'm sitting down, it's uncomfortable because it's like pressing on the top of my pants. So
yes.
I just pull my undies up to like suck it in a little bit.
Badge, it's the muffin top, isn't it? So you know they talk about, so right now I've got a bit of a muffin top hanging over my jeans.
Now.
So you go tuck. So, and
sorry,
you feel skinnier.
Are your jocks up right now, Badge?
Yeah, I just did them then because it was like pressing on.
Christy from Dianella, how are you?
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, Christy. Sometimes you tuck the tummy into the jocks.
Okay, sometimes should be always.
Okay.
Every day you're a tummy tucker into the undies?
Daily. Yeah, daily. Especially after having kids, that definitely has to get tucked away.
Yes. So, Christy, can you complete the icing on the cake for us? Do you ever tuck the boobs into your jocks there?
They probably could.
Awesome.
When you were talking about men doing it as well, you know what I find? That men don't tuck. They let it, their little fluffy bit hang out.
They do.
And,
yes. And
it's weird. Like, they tighten the belt a bit extra so that they get that extra...
Oh, yeah, the muffin top.
But you see...
It feels like to tuck that stuff away. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, we want to feel slim, don't we?
And you don't want that little bump on the side.
Yeah, because if you start to feel the...
You don't want the bump.
Can I ask then when... Hides, when you go and buy jocks, because you've obviously got to buy larger
bloomers. We don't have to go into my size, do we? No, not saying that.
If they're gonna operate as
tummy tuckers.
A tummy tucker, then you often have to buy the bloomers, the bigger jocks. When you go and buy them at the counter.
It does get embarrassing, especially when you get like a 14-year-old boy at Target.
That's what I'm saying. Do you choose the older cashier and you're like, and there's a bit of a wink like,
you don't
I know you're going for the
sometimes.
Tuck there, sweetheart.
No, I pretend I'm buying for my grandma.
Barney from Canning Vale, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Hello. Are you a tummy tucker into your undies or a bit of a boob tucker?
I'm not a boob tucker, but I am a tummy tucker.
Okay.
And I actually found on the weekend
a
very good tummy tucking hack.
Oh, yes.
I found some gorgeous bikini bottoms that were of a very popular surf brand.
Yeah.
And I put them on and they're all cut way too low. So there's no way I can even tuck my tummy.
Yeah.
But I found if you actually turn them backwards, you end up with a gorgeous Brazil cut bikini and you can tuck your tummy.
So you go ass right out.
Yeah.
And then.
Because that's it. So that's fashionable at the moment.
So it's like you've got a G-string on the back because you're happy with the tookers and then right up at the front.
Yeah. Do you know what? That is so good. But I also, I sometimes wear swimmers because my swimmers, if all my granny ones are dirty.
Do you reverse the bikini bottoms as well?
No, but I've actually got a bikini bottom that goes right up to my belly
tummy
button.
Tucking.
So it
a tummy tucker.
Tucks it in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we've learned a lot
today.
We really have learned a lot.
Still, we didn't hear from a boob tucker, but I think they'll
hit us up on our Facebook page.
A bit of a low profile.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Well, do you want to talk about an anonymous person that you know?
No, well, come on.
So you don't want to name drop because we're wrecking it.
We're wrecking it.
Hanging out with a bit of a personality recently, were you?
No.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And I was pretty bloody nervous about it.
Yeah, I heard.
Who was it?
Now, don't.
Come
just,
on.
Please.
We've got
Tell
to say
the story
it.
And then just, I'll decide.
We've got to say it.
Let's just let this happen naturally. And if it pops out, it pops out.
Okay.
Now, on 131060, I'm asking people to call here. Want you to call about your toddler, which I'm calling under seven.
No, so then it's a
That's
kid.
Not a toddler then. That's
what is
not
that?
A toddler.
A toddler is
like two and under, three and under.
Yeah.
What's a under 10?
So child.
It's a kid.
Child.
It's infant. Oh.
Give us a call with your infants.
Or tip rat as you've called
them. I've never called a kid a tip rat ever.
And Don't do that.
If I have, I just want to put on record now and say that I'm
Stop being
was
cheeky, Will.
Very sorry for calling anybody a rat who frequents the tip.
You want to talk about this person's child, Woods?
You're wrecking this, Will, again. 131060, yes. Kids, elite skills.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about a kid under 10. Do they do something really bloody impressive?
Yeah.
And you didn't teach them it, maybe? Maybe it's just like, wow.
They just all of a sudden did it.
How the bloody hell
What
is
do
that
you mean?
Kid doing
like
that?
Flying a kite or?
I mean, that's not impressive.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
So my anonymous friend I went to the pub with, and they took their Heidi.
Don't say the name, Heinz. You know he gets rattled. We'll talk to him about it.
That's not even funny. That's not funny. That's not funny. I don't trust any of you. Now, I went to the pub with an anonymous friend of mine.
Yeah.
He brought his
Who may or may not be a common medalist.
Don't.
What?
And is he a friend?
Tom needs
to
stop
them. Is he a friend of yours?
No, I wouldn't say friend, but you know, I left four beers at his house, so if he can return them, by the way.
So he's got a kid, Woods,
he's
and you're
kid.
At the pub together.
At the pub. Really impressive. Get this.
Yep.
When his baby's just over one. When a baby is walking towards stairs, which is quite dangerous for a baby, obviously.
The baby is walking at one?
Sorry, crawling. Crawling towards stairs. He will just yell out, "Safe entry! Safe entry!" And the baby acknowledges it and will spin around and go legs first.
Wow.
It is pretty
That's
much
amazing.
The most impressive kid skill I have ever. Ever seen.
Wow. So, good.
So we just sat there for hours just doing it over and over. And then I set a safe entry. Yeah. Didn't work. It's obviously a
so this
voice something. Recognition thing.
This child only knows what the father's told, like taught.
Huh?
So you.
Yeah, no, he was just saying it's a voice recognition.
Yeah. So anyway, 131060, the point of this whole conversation.
Yeah.
What is the impressive skill that your kid can do?
But are we talking like triple backflip here?
Bloody oath, I'd take two backflip.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. I saw this kid on the Ellen show.
Scuba dive.
And she would do, she was under 2 years old, and she would flip a cup and the cup would land like up.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so the dad would just get her to do it over and over again and the crowd
I get
was
it
cheering
now.
And everything.
Maybe your little kid can catch a frisbee in its mouth.
It's not a dog. So
yeah, but
again,
that's pretty impressive.
Again, you've walked the line before with kids. You're now referring them as dogs, so let's just.
I did not. Just
call them.
Hey, we had a friend who could talk backwards, actually.
Awesome.
When he was a child as well.
So
literally
he talked that
full sentences backwards.
Awesome kid skill.
Yeah.
131060, give us a call with your kids' elite skills.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We are asking, what is your kid's elite skill? Because this particular person that I happen to be lucky enough to hang out with for an afternoon. It was just casual, obviously.
You've got to stop saying this.
Now you're making it weird.
Yeah, you made it weird. When you said I was lucky enough to hang out with an afternoon, it was meant to be a casual beer.
It was just a whatever, just a couple of boys getting together.
This is why you haven't said his name, isn't it? Because Woods is rattled. He's a big fan of this guy.
I will mention, though, if he is listening, I've left 4 beers at your house, and I wouldn't mind. It's been a tough quarter. Now,
you can't, 13. Again, you
can't oh, sorry. His baby, when it goes up to stairs,
yes.
It's quite amazing. He goes, safe entry. And the baby will spin around and go legs first.
And this is a baby that's not walking yet. So it's crawling. And so, you know, obviously when they're crawling around, they have no idea about depth and stuff. Yeah, so that's pretty amazing.
Can't even stand up. I've never seen anything like it. We got Ron here from Canning Vale. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good,
Ron.
Have you got a
chocolate? Fans of your show every morning. My trip from home to school drop off is the most fantastic. Listening to you guys, Yumaya.
Oh,
wow! Thank you,
Ron.
So
much,
Ron.
See you later.
Does your kid have an elite skill there, Ron, or you just come up to pump up our tires?
Oh my God, no! You can't believe this. So my husband's always been a gamer, so now he's into Xbox along with my son. But at that moment, he had a PlayStation, and my son, Augie, was barely a year old, and he would start, he was just sitting around my husband for all the hours he was playing with the remote in his hand, and I didn't have to worry about my, little baby crawling off anywhere, and, I could do my stuff. By the year two and a half, he was actually playing games with him, though obviously he's not doing perfect.
But
you know what the best part is?
Yeah,
I realized my son's concentration power is the best ever.
Because he was playing.
Hey, Ron, would you like to bring little Oggy over for a play at my house?
Anytime he loves. He's right in the car if you want to say hi to him.
Hey, Oggy, come Oggy. Over for a session.
Yeah, sure. What comes
Oh, my God.
That's her husband.
Sorry,
husband. I was going to say, that kid's skill is that it can speak like an adult as well.
That was the story she was talking about was 20 years ago.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, well, I'll have a play with the husband
and
as well.
You can't play Call of Duty with a two-year-old, mate.
Why?
It's not.
Not a game where you shoot and kill people, right?
People. Oh, yeah. That's
hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, no, fair.
But the kid probably doesn't really get what it's doing.
Maybe. No, Heidi, don't have kids.
Anyway,
mate,
he talks. Look. Anyway, he talks and he's gone through puberty. Anyway,
that was Aaron. The greatest moment ever.
Aaron from Kingsley, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. Yourself?
Hey,
yeah,
good, mate.
Good, mate. What's your kid's elite skill, man?
Well, quite often while I'm at work, my wife will give me a call because she's been pestered for half an hour from my 2.5-year-old that he wants to call dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So eventually, she gives in.
Mm-hmm.
So on Monday, I get a phone call, as I usually do, and pick it up, and it's Spencer on the other end of the line. I'm talking away, and I'm going, where the hell's Catherine? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And eventually, I hear her walk into the room, and she's going, what the hell? And not only had he picked up the phone and unlocked it, called me at work to have a conversation, 15 minutes earlier, he'd called his grandfather in Sydney and had the same conversation.
How old did you say your kid was?
2.5.
2.5?
Wow.
These kids. Yeah. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's brilliant. So is he talking fluently? Aaron, obviously, is, a bit broken.
A little bit broken, but, reasonably fluent.
So he was just calling for a chat. He wasn't.
That is so great.
Hey, Aaron, if you can just leave a little phone around with 131060 typed in. If he calls, he can play Alpha Bucks up next.
Thanks for the call, Aaron.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I want to talk about Nat Fyfe. Nat Fyfe, obviously,
Fyfe.
Skipper of the Fremantle Dockers. I just don't want to scare a whole bunch of women off who are going, oh, God, you're talking about footy now. Just
well, some women love it, like me, big hardcore fans.
Stay with me for 2 seconds. So, Fyfe is recently appointed the Skipper of the Fremantle Dockers. The interesting part is, and I'm going to explain this to you, guys, so you can wrap your head around this. His contract is up at the end of the year, right? So, he'll be a free agent, which means he can go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of clubs who will be throwing a lot of money at that guy. Right?
Yep.
Now, at the same time, while all this has been happening, the players, including Lee Spur and the CEO, Steve Rosich.
The sausage.
The big wrist.
The big sausage. Big result.
Love him.
We've spoken to on this show before saying that it was actually the players that voted him into the captaincy. Can we talk about Nat Fyfe very quickly? New skipper?
Yes, correct.
The party line is players voted?
Correct. All our voting system's in-house, guys.
The leadership group vote process, which is a peer-voted process.
Yep. Now, there's a little bit of scepticism flying around.
From who, Will?
The football community.
Mm.
Good answer.
Which suggests that Fremantle gave Fyfe the captaincy because they were worried that at the end of this year, he was going to leave.
Oh, I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it. I think it's a factor, though. I reckon there must have been it's going to be good to put him in skipper to really secure him in and go, we want you to lead this club and we want you here for the next 10 years. You
and
know what I mean?
And if you've got the captaincy, morally, ethically, it's much harder for him to pick up and leave the club if he's the captain of the club.
Doesn't take away him as captain, I don't think. Yeah. He's still the best player probably in the AFL. But again, there probably just has to be a little factor where it's like, make him captain. And then we want you here. And that's a good message to him to go, we want you here to lead this club for the next 10 years.
So smart move by them then.
Pretty smart move. And interestingly, I think we can extrapolate this to scenarios because this sort of thing's happened to me before. No, there wasn't a football club that gave me a captaincy.
I was going to say, have you ever played football?
No. But I was in a very similar situation about 5 or 6 years ago when I was about to break up with a girlfriend of mine.
Yeah.
And we were about to break up. And
did she know?
I was going to leave her. She didn't know. I hadn't said it explicitly.
Yeah.
But right before I made that decision, she booked us a planned trip, a surprise trip.
Oh.
To Byron Bay.
So she was maybe feeling that there was something going on and then it was her last ditch pitch. So she was like, oh, I want you, Will.
I don't know whether she felt that or whatever that was, but it is a awful situation to be in. 13-10-60, if maybe you're a little bit like Fyfe, you're like me, were you given something before you were about to break up with someone?
Mm.
So you've got it lined up, you see the end in sight. Yep. And
you're about to break the news and they go, oh, before you give your news, come into the backyard. Yes. I've bought you a horse. Oh, God.
And then you're cooked. Oh. It's almost like they have to watch you enjoy what they've given you for at least a couple of months.
Oh, I reckon it's happened with someone. They've gone to break up and then the other person's proposed.
Oh,
if we got a story that would be really, really ultimate juicy.
13-10-60, hey, if you're like Fyfe, were you given something before you were going to break up with someone? I'm not saying he is going to break up, but...
No.
You're speculating hardcore here, Will.
Yeah, I'm a hardcore speculator. Everyone knows it.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
So the great speculation in all this is that Nat Fyfe was given the Fremantle captaincy so that he would stay on past the end of this year when his contract is up.
That's a theory. It's not necessarily our theory, but it's a theory.
13-10-60 is the number right now. Were you given something right before you were about to break up with someone?
And it just locks you in.
Oh, mate.
It locks you in for temporary anyway.
I've been on the receiving end of this, like a beautiful Byron Bay trip, and I'm there. You've got a smile. You
can't do it. So you were living a lie, Will.
I was sipping cocktails in Byron. It was a tough lie to live.
Got Cheryl here from Swanboro. Hey, Cheryl, how are you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
You had this situation, Cheryl?
Yeah, I did. My partner and I were on the rocks, and he knew it. He kept going on about going to the UK, and I said, no, we need to set ourselves out first and work out what's happening with us.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I came home about a week later. He cooked this really nice dinner and slid across these tickets for me and the kids to go to the UK for 6 weeks.
Oh.
What, with him?
Sorry?
With him or was it just to go on your own?
Yeah, all four of us.
And so you were lining up. And so what did you do, Cheryl? Did you take the tickets or did you go, nah, I can't do it?
Well, I spat the dummy majorly, as you can imagine. He said, oh, well, let's go over and renew our vows. So it was like a double whammy.
Oh, my God.
So what ended up happening? Did you leave him?
I did. The day we got back from the UK.
So you took the trip. So here we go. This is the great, everybody who's in this situation, I would be very surprised to hear if we got a caller that did not take the Prezi because I took it. Five years taken it.
It's wrong.
It just buys you 6 weeks or, you know, 12 months.
But how do you hang out with someone that you don't really want to be with? You know what I mean?
How like, do you do
it? That would be hard because that would make me really anxious.
Funnily enough, the Byron trip that was booked actually fused with a boys' trip that I'd already organised.
Oh, perfect.
So the fellas were there.
So you go to a romantic dinner. Oh, look over there. The boys are here. Boys, join us.
What are the chances all the boys are in Byron?
Angela from Alchemos, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Angela, you were given something just before you were about to break up with someone.
I did.
What was it?
We were just about to go, I was about to break up with the guy and he decided we were going on a cruise ship for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
So did you go on the cruise there, Angela?
I did because he had already organised everything.
Okay, well,
was there a moment where you were like, I've got to jump overboard to get away from him?
Actually had a big argument on the boat and then when we got back, it was Valentine's Day and I tried again to break up with him.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't accept it. He said, look, can you just drop it because I've got something planned and he ended up getting me roses and taking me out for dinner.
And then did you break up with him?
I did about 2 weeks after that because he was basically not wanting to talk about the issues.
Yeah.
He was trying to buy me off.
So you still took the dinner though, Angela?
I did go to dinner.
And the roses and the cruise.
Gonna take more calls on this. 131060, were you given something before you were gonna break up with someone? Are you like Nat 5?
We're not saying
that.
It's just some speculation.
It's
just some speculation. Love you, Fivey.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Were you given something before you were about to break up with someone?
Ashley from Embleton, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, this is interesting, Ashley. You were the one who was getting broken up with. Did you try and give a gift?
Yes, so I had organised a lovely, expensive river cruise lunch.
Wait, hang on a second. Ashley, did you get a sense that it was
it was about 6 months in, our 6 month anniversary, and things had kind of been a little bit patchy for the last week.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to organise this and it will be lovely and we'll kind of be able to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And then the day, 5 minutes. So it was just after 12, so it was on the 6 month anniversary, and he messaged me and he's like, no, it's done.
Oh,
and I told him what I had planned for the next day.
And
he asked if we could still go as friends.
Oh!
what did you say to that? Because you had a river cruise and stuff planned.
Yeah, I was, no way.
Oh, yeah. As friends.
It's pretty funny from the bloke. I will take the river cruise though. Is that BYO or drink supply? Thanks, Ashley.
Shanti from Ellenbrook, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Mate,
good, mate.
Talk us through it. Did you get given something before you were about to break up with someone?
Yeah, so about 12 years ago, I just started dating someone and it was about the third day and I really loved The Killers. So he bought me The Killers album just before I was about to break up, and then I felt really awkward, so I was like, oh, okay, cool, we'll just, you can't break up with you now, the album's awesome.
Yeah.
So I hung around, and I ended up marrying him, and we have 3 children.
So what, he proved himself after you got the CD?
Dude, he was always awesome. I was just young, and I thought, I don't want to be tied down, but hey.
Does he know this? Obviously, Shadi, he knows this. You've told him that The Killers saved your relationship.
Yes, I'm like, do you know this album? It saved your art.
Oh my God.
I hope you had The Killers play at your wedding.
Yeah, actually, we did.
Of course.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
That is epic. Actually, they've got a new album coming out pretty soon. Shanti.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Just maybe let him know if that doesn't come in, then the divorce is on the table. Thanks, Shanti. Amy here finally from Vic Park. Amy.
Hi.
Hey, mate. Now, we're just talking about Nat 5 and that maybe he's been given the Freo captaincy to make sure that he doesn't break up with Fremantle.
We think that's ridiculous, but, you know, some people think
Were you given something before you were about to break up with someone, Amy?
I had planned this entire breakup for quite a long time. We were living together and I had organized somewhere else to be, and I made sure that I had everything packed, in secret, And I just thought, I'll get past my 21st birthday party. It'll be fine. Oh, I'll get there and be right. And then afterwards, I'll move on and I'll do something wonderful.
Yeah.
At my 21st birthday, he proposed in front of everyone.
Oh, oh my God.
Shut up.
And you said no?
I laughed.
You laughed?
I awkwardly laughed.
Well, she's 21.
Yeah.
And everyone else awkwardly clapped. It was so
sorry.
So what did you? So did you say yes or did you say no?
I didn't say anything. My response was laughter, and everyone just clapped, and I was like, "Okay." I just took the ring. And,
Amy, can we just? Sorry, you've got to paint the picture for us here. You rolled in. You get there. It's a surprise 21st. You're like, "Oh my God!" As if there's that many people here. I thought I was getting through this. Is this his opening move? So he walks it out and then drops an E?
It was a couple of hours in, like, during the speeches. And so I was like, you know, thanks everyone for coming. This is great. And then the crowd parts. And he's on one knee. My dad is at the back, like, doing this cutthroat motion, like, don't do it. Don't.
Oh, my gosh. And so then you laughed. And then what happened?
Everybody just kind of looked at each other and, like, monoclapped. Until he stood up and, like, just started mingling and talking and just tried to avoid the awkwardness. And he just assumed that it was a yes.
But so when did the actual rejection happen?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it took me 3 months.
Whoa, so you walked around with a ring.
I wandered around with an engagement ring for about 3 months and then went, what the hell am I doing? I have to.
And then you broke up with him.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I only found out, like, afterwards that he'd asked my parents for permission and my parents had said no. And
that's why
my dad was like, no.
Don't do it. Yeah. Oh, wow. Amy, thanks for the call. Wowee.
Great story.
What a story.
Would you still go ahead with it if someone's parents said no to you?
Absolutely not. Oh.
Because, like, what if they just didn't like you and, you know, they're being a bit controlling?
Hey, great phone topic for tomorrow,
That's
Ando.
What I was thinking.
Going to write that down.
Look at this.
Got it, guys.
Radio brain. Send that to afters. Great stuff.
Tune in tomorrow.
Now, you've got a party on in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, what's your point?
Ando?
Uh-oh.
Well,
Ando. No, don't.
No.
Oh, my God.
What do you
How
mean?
How many times do
what
I have
do you
to?
Mean?
Don't
no.
go there, Will.
No.
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 I'll walk out.
Don't. You walk out of the studio.
Guys, I'm being serious.
No,
I asked you not
enough.
To talk about it
fair
anymore.
Enough. That's Stop fair it. Enough. No, if anyone's dropping
that's
a knee
that's
at
a funnel Ando's, party. It's a funnel party.
If anyone's dropping a knee at Ando's party, it's for the people.
It'll be me.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.